Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Chal Chaptal at Simon Ches. Mishabur says, in regards to a Saint Talamot of the Bracha, so if a person regards Saint Talamot of the Bracha in Shmon Esrei, when he's supposed to say it during the winter time in Eretz Yisrael after Zayin Cheshvan, Zayin Mer Cheshvan until Pesach, or in Chutz Loretz, from 60 days after the beginning of the Tekubas Tishrei until Pesach, a person forgot Saint Talamot of the Bracha, so he has to repeat Shmon Esrei. But we got a second chance with Saint Talamot of the Bracha. We could add it in Shemei Tefilo. If a person forgot Saint Talamot of the Bracha in the Bracha of Borech Aleinu, and he realizes this mistake that he forgot to say it, so he can add it in later on in Shmon Esrei. If a person said B'Sein Talamot to the Bracha in the summertime, he cannot correct it in Shmei Tefilo. He said the Bracha inappropriately, incorrectly. So therefore, he has to go back to the Bracha of Baruch Aleinu and daven from that point onwards correctly, assuming he has not finished Shmon Esrei yet. If he's finished Shmon Esrei, he has to re-daven Shmon Esrei. But if he did not finish Shmon Esrei yet, he goes back to Baruch Aleinu. So that's when a person said the phrase of Saint Talamot of the Bracha when he should not have. But in the winter, when he's supposed to say it and he forgot to say it, you get a second chance. Therefore, the Shabur says, in a case where the person said Baruch to Hashem Mevorech Hashanim, he already said Mevorech Hashanim. So instead of adding in Saint Talamot of the Bracha right there, where it's going to be a machloikas whether it works, wait till Shemei Tefilah and insert it over there. Let's say he said Baruch Atah Hashem, he did not say Mevorech Hashanim yet. So the Mishnah Berurah follows his opinion that this idea of adding it in afterwards is not reliable. Relying on, remember saying it in, relying on remembering to say it in Shemei Tefilah is always a little bit doubtful. So in this situation, if a person forgot to say, if he said Mevorech Hashanim already, obviously he waits till Shemei Tefilah to add it in. He doesn't add it in over here. If he, however, said Baruch Atah Hashem, we should make an argument that he should say Lamdeni Chukecha, thereby beholding still in the middle of the bracha, and allow him to go back to the beginning of the bracha Baruch Aleinu, and not rely on Shemei Tefilah. So that's what it would seem to be. However, in the Moshe of Dershu and the Mishnah Berurah, they bring that Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted to say that a person should rely on saying it in Shemei Tefilah and not do this questionable approach of saying Lamdeni Chukecha. The Chayadim seems to say over here in the situation he finished off the bracha and then he can rely on saying it over here and not worry about adding it in later on, because he seems to accept the opinion of adding it in immediately after the bracha seems to be an acceptable approach. Okay, let's go back to Siman Zayin. So now you will see that we understand very clearly what he's saying in the Siman. So he did not say Mered Geshem, and he follows the Nusach Ashkenaz, so he didn't say Mered at all. Now, even if he did say Mered at all, if he realizes before he finishes the Bracha, he should say Mered Geshem. And the Loch is, you could say it anywhere in the paragraph. Chazal, we're not Kaveya, where in the paragraph you have to say it. Just right at the end of the Bracha, you should say, repeat the last part. The person says, And he realizes he forgot Mashi Baruchim or Geshem. He would say Mashi Baruchim or Geshem, and then repeat based on the rule that immediately prior to the bracha, you have to say something which is about the bracha. The bracha is about Tchias HaMesim, so immediately prior you talk about Tchias HaMesim. But anywhere else in the paragraph, he says Mashi Baruchim or Geshem, where he realizes when he remembers. If a person finished off the bracha already, said Mechayeh Emesim, but did not start the word Ato yet, and realizes that he forgot Mashi Baruch Umar Degashem, you remember Mashi Baruch Umar Degashem, he says Mashi Baruch Umar Degashem immediately. And then he continues the Shemoneh Esrei afterwards. Avon Kvar Hiskol Ato Kadosh, Tzorach La'asod the Rosh HaTfilah, Kigimel Brachos Rishonos, if he already said the word Atah, so then that's it. He did not say Mashi Baruch Umar Degashem. He has to go back to the beginning. So where does he go back to the beginning of? We deal with all of the first three brachas like one bracha. So he goes in these regards. So we go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Have a good day.